Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So everything's been affected, of course, by COVID, people traveling in and out of downtown. When's the last time you took Metrolink? Taking one of the trains or one of the bi-state buses? We've got to Talby Roach on the phone with us this morning, and Talby's the president of Bi-State Development. Mr. Roach, welcome into the show.
Good morning, Mr. Cox. Thank you for the time.
Absolutely. Good to get you on here. You know, I know we've had your chief on before, your security chief, talking about what you guys are doing to try to make Metrolink safer for riders. Give us an idea what some of the new steps are.
Yeah, he's fabulous, isn't he? That's Kevin Scott. And you know what Kevin is doing and what my whole staff is doing is trying to make a difference. Be responsive to the public and create a better product. And so that's through several different steps, including enhancing our video cameras, both on the system and on our rolling stock, doing a ride and abide policy. That means that we have a standard of behavior on Metrolink, and just being responsive to what the customer wants. I don't want just a safe ride. I want a comfortable ride. And that means that we have to be service-oriented and respond to the customer.
Yes. Yeah, so what are the numbers looking like? I mean, I'm assuming ridership's been impacted by the pandemic along with everything else. What are the statistics now in terms of crime issues in and around Bi-State and on Metro?
So crime is trending down, and that's obviously good news. But what's important is that we look at that as a percentage of ridership. So because unquestionably, yes, we've been affected by COVID. Right now, currently, ridership is down almost 60%, the high 50% on Metrolink, and really close to 50% on Metro Bus. Now, the good part about that is that allows us to do better social distancing, and we're able to disinfect all of our rolling stock every single night so that what we are keeping up with is the health integrity of our system. And that's a very key component when hopefully we're on the other side of this COVID and we're welcoming people back to a system that's safer and even more secure.
So moving forward, you know, I think what you need to do is change perception for people. One of my experiences on Metro, the train, Metrolink, is that it was rare to see security personnel on the train. You might see one on the platform occasionally, but they weren't on every train. I know that takes a lot of manpower, but are those the kind of changes you're making?
Yes, absolutely. So, look, people ask me frequently, when are we going to be done with security on Metrolink? Well, the answer is never, because we should always be adjusting to what the public expects and what's the expectation of our service component. So, for instance, to respond to you just as a customer, we need presence on the system. You need to see those uniforms, the friendly uniforms of not only law enforcement, but also our security personnel. So we've moved forward with ramping that up, strengthening our relationships, Right now, what I can say is I have a solid relationship with all three professional police departments. We are working every single day. Kevin Scott is part of that. Stephen Berry is part of that, my new leadership. But what we have done is the public has demanded that we work together and create a professional response and good security on Metrolink. And I think we're starting to deliver.
Yeah, so you announced you're going to have deputies riding Metro in the city. Mm-hmm. Does that mean there's a deputy on every train now?
Not every single train. So one of the differences that we have moved on is that we're moving the deputies around more. So they are more based on the rolling stock. So you're seeing them not only on Metrolink, but also Metrobus. Remember, a huge part of our system, almost 60% of our ridership, is on Metrobus. So we also have to support that infrastructure, too.
Right.
So we're starting to rove those individual officers, including the sheriff's deputies. A great added component, again, additional uniforms. Everybody wants to see that, including me, and I'm hoping that the next time you step on a Metrolink train, which I hope is in the near future, you'll see that uniform.
Well, very good, and I hope that to the crime trend continues to drop. Talby Roach with Bi-State, I appreciate your time.
Mark, thank you so much. Anytime, happy to be on your program.
Absolutely. Good to have you on, and we'll keep updating you on this because I've admittedly been a critic of how they've handled this over the years. So for getting more bodies on there, that's a good thing. Hey, coming up, we will talk to Jim Carafano. You know, last night's debate was supposed to focus on foreign policy. What happened? We'll get to Jim's take on it because that is his area of expertise when we come back.